Greetings, readers. We hope this May edition of Library News finds everyone well. The Iowa Department for the Blind and the Library continue to respond to the COVID-19 public health situation by providing the best services possible. We are still asking patrons and clients not to visit our building in Des Moines, but we are still providing services to you. The library continues to send out books and provide services through mail, email, BARD, and phone calls. Please don't hesitate to contact us if you need anything.
Are your cartridges filled with books you enjoy and want to read? There are things the library staff can do to your patron profile to change things up. Your patron profile includes what authors and subjects you like and whether you are okay with violence, strong language, and explicit sex. Call the library at 515-281-1323 to request new authors or subjects to be added to your profile or to take certain ones off. You can also call the library with specific titles you may want. We are happy to add titles to your list or update your profile.
Now it is time to go beyond the book. This month, we are going beyond the book with Save Me the Plums, a memoir by Ruth Reichel, DB94489. I think for anyone who is a foodie, this book is a must. Ruth Reichel has written other books as well, and they are all must-reads for anyone who loves cooking and food, or just anyone at all. Save Me the Plums is about her time as editor of Gourmet Magazine and how she took the magazine from a stodgy, dying publication into a slick, relevant magazine with its pulse on food trends. Reichel is her own narrator, and this adds to the enjoyment of the book. One patron called in to say that no one can describe food the way Reichel can, and that she really enjoyed the behind-the-scenes look at Gourmet Magazine. Next time on Beyond the Book, we are heading to the Old West and reading Northfield by Johnny Boggs, DB67254. It is a fictional account of the 1876 robbery of the First National Bank in Northfield, Minnesota, by the James Younger Gang. The raid unfolds from various perspectives, including those of outlaws Frank and Jesse James, Sheriff James Glispin, the daughter of a murdered teller, and the gun-toting town residents. There is some strong language. Once you read this book, call or email with your review, and you may hear your words and thoughts in the next Library News Beyond the Book segment. Call Leslie at 515-452-1329 or email library@blind.state.ia.us. Now here is an IDB update. The Director's Forum is now at its new time of noon on the third Friday of the month. While the main focus is updating folks outside the agency, staff are welcome to join over their lunch. You can join the Director's Forum online through Zoom or join via your telephone. Check the IDB website or call 515-281-1333 for the login and dial-in information. The next Director's Forum will be Friday, May 15th.
Ongoing and upcoming events. With IDB Read, you can call in and listen to one of our wonderful volunteer narrators read live on the phone, followed by a short chat about the book. On Mondays and Wednesdays, from 4 to 5 p.m., you can call in and listen to our narrator, Christine Mock, read a cozy mystery by H.Y. Hanna. We started Tea with Milk and Murder by H.Y. Hanna on Wednesday, April 29th. On Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 to 11 a.m., you can call in and listen to our narrator, Bob White, read a Western by Louis L'Amour. The current title is To the Far Blue Mountains. Please call the library at 515-281-1323 to get the conference call number for IDB Read. We look forward to reading with you. Tech Time with Tyler is every Wednesday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Call 515-452-1343 to get your tech questions answered. Braille Bits Online is every Monday and Wednesday at 2 p.m. Listen to Braille Bits podcast and have a fun, lively conversation surrounding all things Braille. It is conducted over Zoom, an online meeting platform that is very easy to use. Please contact Denise Bean at 515-452-1338 for more information or to register. You can also register by completing the registration form linked on the library blog at iowalibrary.blog. Beginning in June, the library will be open the second Monday of each month until 8 p.m. and the third Saturday of each month from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Look for special programming that may happen during these extra open hours.
April was National Volunteer Month, and we wanted to thank one more time our volunteers for all the work they do for the library. We thank all of you for your continual support, contribution, enthusiasm, dedication, and passion that help serve our patrons and make a difference in the lives of others. We have a special guest today who represents one of the amazing volunteer groups we get to work with at the library. Michael Barber, Chair of the Friends of the Library, is with us, along with Sarah Wilford, Director of the Library. Thanks for joining us, Michael and Sarah.
Thank you, and good morning.
Good morning.
Michael, let's start with you. The Friends of the Library generously gives the library a donation each year, and this year it is $12,000. That's amazing. Can you tell us a little bit about the Friends of the Library and your involvement?
Sure. I got started with the Friends of the Library probably about 3 or 4 years ago. It's been around longer than that. I think it's been in the early 2000s when it first started. Each year, it's been our goal to give money to help the Iowa Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped as much as we can. When I first came on, I think we were doing $10,000, and then it went up to $11,000. And the more funds we received, we were able to jack it up to $12,000. Which we gave in such a way that it would help the library, but it would also help the Department for the Blind get some extra federal funding, which is always good for the department. But principally, the money goes to the library for different projects that it has. So that's what we do. We use it to get different things for the library. Some of the stuff that we've gotten for the library has been furniture that they've needed. We've gotten a 3D printer, which has been very useful for different projects and, you know, for the borrowers. They make different things that the kids would look at in like maybe a science class or whatever. For instance, just to give you an example, during the hurricane season, there was you could feel what a hurricane looked like, and they would take images and make those of different animals and so forth. So the kids were able to get a real hands-on idea of what stuff felt like, and that's really, really nice for a child and an adult, by the way, because I like to do it too, to be able to feel stuff. Because, you know, you hear stuff and sometimes people don't do a very good job of describing stuff. So to actually put your hands on it and touch it, it was really nice. This last year, one of the things we're involved in each year is what's called the Iowa Braille Challenge, where kids come to Des Moines, take different tests and so forth. So to find out how well they're doing with their Braille skills and so forth. There are different prizes awarded. This year, we decided that it'd be really nice if we could present, since it is a Braille challenge, we wanted to give something that was really something that a kid would use Braille. And so we bought an Orbit 20 reader, which is a device that has 20 cells, 20 Braille cells, and has a Perkins Braille keyboard on it. And it can, you can bring in books. You have to use an SD card with a thing, but you can bring in books so the kid can read Braille books off of the Braille audio. Oh, I knew I shouldn't have started this. Braille audio. What's the R?
Braille audio reading download.
Thank you. Yeah, I knew how to forget that. But anyway, it's been a real handy device for the kids to use and for adults to use as well. We really get excited when we find out different ways that we can assist the library. And Sarah is always good about bringing a list to us and saying, you know, this is something that we could really use. She, in fact, told us not too long ago that the 3D printer is starting to wear itself out and a new one might be required. Well, she came to the right place. So I'm sure that we'll take a look at that and make sure that one is procured for the Friends of the Library.
Great. Can you tell us some of your major fundraising efforts, how you raise your money?
Yeah, I can. There are several different things that we do. Some raise more money than others, but let's see. First of all, before I start there, I want to say that we try to be very good stewards of the money that we raise, whether it's by donation, you know, or by membership money that we get and so forth. Our administrative costs are only 4%, and that includes the website maintenance, the P.O. box rental, and the newsletter. And the rest of it goes completely to fund the library. So that's 96%. And for a nonprofit organization like ours, that is extraordinary when you look at that kind of level. So
yeah, that's amazing.
I just got those figures last week from David because I wanted to know exactly what our percentage was. So we raise our money through donations from people all over the state, people who have either been connected directly with the library as borrowers or people who have had relatives who maybe passed on and decided to remember us in their charitable giving and when they passed away. And then there's different levels of membership that people can use. We have the student friend is $10. The adult friend is $20. The best friend is $21 to $50. The special friend is $51 to $100. The super friend is $101 to $500. And the best friend or BFF, best friend forever, is $501 on up, as high as you want to go. So those are some of the ways. The other things we do, we have the Smoky Row gift cards for $10 that you can purchase from us. When you purchase those, you can't use those as a charitable deduction because you're getting something in return. In other words, you're getting something from Smoky Joe's. Then you can take gently used items to the stuff stores around the state. I know there's one in Ankeny, one in West Des Moines, and I think there's one in Cedar Rapids and perhaps Coralville, but I'm not sure. Also, we have our annual barbershop show, which is always most entertaining, for $10. It's usually in late November or early December at Java Joe's downtown here in Des Moines. And we usually have a couple of barbershop quartets, one male and one Sweet Adeline's. This last year, we had David's, one that David belongs to, and I unfortunately don't remember their names, but then we also had one called the Midnight Madness, and those gals were excellent. They were very good. And it just really, between the two of them, they provided some really great entertainment for us for the night. We raised about $600 that night, which was really great.
That's great. So, yeah. I've heard good things about that night. So I'll have
yes,
to
it was
go
fun.
One of these times.
Yes, you should.
Yes, this is Sarah. I highly recommend it. It's a great evening and especially gets you like in the holiday mood because it's around the holidays. And like Michael said, the barbershop quartets that come are just amazing. So it's a good time. I recommend it.
Yeah, one year we'll get Sarah to sing. We never know.
I'd be there for that one.
I'm not sure that will help in your fundraising efforts, but I will do it.
and then we sell a t-shirt as well for varying prices. If you want to donate, if you want to become a friend, you can send a check to Friends of the Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped to P.O. Box 93046, Des Moines, Iowa, 50393.
And can people, do you have a website people can find you online?
Oh, yeah, we do. Let's see if I can hang on here.
There's probably a link from our website.
Well, there's definitely a link from the
blind.iowa.gov.
Yeah, why don't I do it that way? I think it's easier. So if you go to www.blind.iowa.gov and look down in there, you'll find a link that says Friends of the Iowa Library for the Blind. And you can get to our page that way and find out all sorts of good things about us.
Wonderful. Well, thank you. So, Sarah, what have you used the money for in the past years?
Yes. Well, Michael hit on some of what we have used the money for the library, but I'm going to expand on that a little bit because that the money that they give each year, we really are able to use in all different areas of the library. He mentioned the 3D printer. That is one thing that we have purchased and are looking at updating. And also looking at youth pieces, their funding has really helped us kind of furnish and add some special touches to our youth library space, a new space that is going into our building. So there is things like the castle and the puppet stage are being added, but also things like Code Jumper, which will be a station in the library where kids can come in and learn about coding. They've also done things like special shelving. I'm trying to think of what else, the activity center and the youth space. So that is where we spent some of the money, but also throughout our collection. So we are able to purchase adult books that we transcribe into audio or braille and also add to our large print collection. And then for our youth collection, a lot of our print braille we're able to add and do some special titles, things like that, with the funding for the Friends. And also just the support of our volunteers in general. The Friends are great at helping with that. So helping with funding for our Elizabeth Perowski workshop and luncheon that we do each year to honor our volunteers and to also bring them together and do some workshop type things with them. So really their funding we are able to use throughout the library and kind of enhance everything that we are doing. And I also want to add that they are the best group to work with. Not just are they supporting on the library with funding, they are also amazing advocates for what we do and what we would like to do. So they are a great group to work with through the advocacy piece too. So we always have a lot of fun and we're always able to get more people engaged in the library when we get to work with the Friends of the Library.
Sounds good. Sounds like a great group. And that money has been put to good use over the years. That's wonderful. Thank you guys so much for joining us today. Really appreciate it. And if people listening to this want to join the Friends, just head over to the department website at blind.iowa.gov. Thanks, guys.
You're very welcome. Anytime.
Thank you, Leslie. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome.
Please don't hesitate to contact the library with any questions or comments at 515-281-1323 or by email at library@blind.state.ia.us. The library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Happy reading!